Take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620, 9:36 here. I'm Jenna, and I am joined by Malcolm Ballinger with Pensacola Magazine, Ballinger Publishing, and we're chatting about something different, actually, today.
Good morning.
Good morning. You brought me another treat. Coming of Age.
Yes. We publish that every quarter for the Council on Aging. I know that Josh Newby comes to see you from time to time.
Right.
And, well, they do a wonderful job. And I've been involved with them for many years, and they really do an incredible job for our seniors.
Yes.
And so, anyway.
This looks like it has a lot of information in it. And
yes.
Especially the cover story looks quite captivating and a little bit heart-wrenching. I feel like I was talking before about one of our local heroes that recently passed, the tugboat captain.
Yes, that's an interesting story. I did know about that, as a matter of fact. It was quite an event in Pensacola at the time.
Right.
Quite an event in the U.S. It made national news, obviously.
Well, for those of us like me, I wasn't here yet. In life, I mean, but but I love celebrating those kind of moments and being able to pay homage to heroes like that because, you know, there's so much weird news out there. Like we were also just talking about the bizarre Nikes.
Yeah. You asked me what I thought.
I do.
Well, my initial
know.
Reaction is we shouldn't give it credence by even talking about it. I mean, this is just crazy. I mean, where is the world coming, going to come from?
It is just, what's happening?
What's happening?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, when a gentleman who is one, a rap singer, gets publicity for that, yeah.
I feel like he's just trying to get a rise.
He's just trying to make some money, I think.
It's all just like a stunt that they pull.
But I guess it's part of the times in respect that everybody tries to outdo everybody else.
That's true.
Come up with something more outrageous.
Every day it seems like.
If you watch the cable news, you'll find that you know they bring on expert after expert, and each one seems to be trying to outdo the other. It's painful to watch. Painful to watch somebody
who
he's making money on a pair of Nike shoes. What, over $1,100 a pair?
Insane. It's at least $1,000.
Yeah, my question is, whose blood is it that's in the thing?
That's a good question.
Is it tainted blood?
Nobody asked that.
Yeah.
How are we testing it? It could just be red food coloring.
Yeah, it could be somebody with COVID.
Ew.
Or worse.
That is totally true. Now that I think about it, this is even more gross. Like, at first I thought, oh, this is disturbing. Like, this is a little... No, what I thought was, this is a little weird. And then I was upset because I know my kids know one of his songs. It's very popular. I think it became popular last year. But I'm pretty sure, like, the world in general knows... You know, Satan's not a great guy, right? Just you think Satan, and it's usually not a nickname you come up with somebody that you love. it's rather evil, right?
I can think of some people that I could name, give that
it's
nickname
your,
to.
It's
but,
your cat.
But I get the point, yeah.
You named your cat that. I know you. But when you think of like that, first of all, just Nike allowing it. Nike reaches every...
Well, actually, Nike disassociated from it.
Really?
Yes, as well they should.
But... The thing is like he reaches a lot of children, and
if that's the case, then that's a kind of a sad reflection,
right?
I would say that sort of bums you out, knowing that
right
people like that have
and you're right.
any kind of influence
Nike,
on our young people.
Nike did release a statement that says that they did not design or release these shoes, and we will not be endorsing them. So that actually can breathe a little bit of relief into everybody's lives. But I'm just saying what I was saying was Malcolm, you're throwing me off. What I was saying was is that we should celebrate more people like Glenn McDonald, who was a 41-year-old tugboat captain and made a miracle here in our area. We should celebrate that more than this guy who wants to try to now sell us. We don't even know if it's COVID tainted. It could be his. We don't know.
Yeah.
But I never thought about it like that. So, maybe you have a thought.
Well, only I would ask that question.
I know, but I love the way that your brain thinks, because now you're making everything churn inside my brain. So maybe you have a thought for it too. And I'm sure that this is something a lot of people are a little up in arms about. 437-1620. And I know that everybody would probably agree. We'd rather celebrate a local hero than talk about that
and
other
guy. And here's another thought. What if it's animal blood and some animal was mistreated?
Oh,
I think there's a lot of questions.
That's true.
Brought up.
Or diseases come from that, too.
Yeah.
So many things.
Yeah.
There's a lot in question.
Moving on for a moment.
Moving
back to your conversation little earlier about weddings.
Oh, weddings.
Yes.
Let's talk about it.
Well, I think you would say I'm a traditionalist, would be a fair description. So it may not come as a surprise when I say to you that I don't think that these themed weddings are necessarily a good idea. Because remember, it's rather like naming your children. 40 years on.
Right.
Nobody's heard of that name and laughs at it. You know, if you
right.
like, I remember a couple I knew named their daughter Lemon Drop.
That's adorable.
Well, I don't know, but you know, when you sit before somebody applying for a job and you say, "Well, my name is Lemon Drop,"
that's the CEO right there. Literally, I can see it now.
But where was I? The point I was making was that you're going to show the photo albums to your children and grandchildren.
Right.
And if it's a theme that, you know, an odd theme, it kind of spoils the memory. Is the fact that you did a Star Wars wedding, is it going to overshadow the actual wedding and memories of the wedding? Does that make sense to
you? Yeah. I mean, I have to just say I'm a simple person for the most part. I mean, I'm a little, weird, I guess. I have my little quirks. But when it comes to traditions, simplicity is the way that I take.
Yeah. See, chances are in 40 years, when you show your grandchildren anything, they'll say, "What is Star Wars? What is that all about?" I mean, Star Wars may go on forever, but chances are it's like most things in culture. We move on at some point. And so that's the only word of advice I have is, will it stand the test of time?
Right. I mean, you look back, there's pictures online. There's an account online that people I used to follow. I don't know anymore, but it's like family photo fails kind of thing. And some of them are weddings and like gothic wedding themes. So, yeah.
I can think of a great example. Is just a few years ago, we actually featured it in our magazine, much to my embarrassment.
Oh, no.
was a dunk the dress thing. after you got married, you jumped in the ocean or in the swimming pool in your wedding dress.
Oh, I've been to one of those.
Now, in 40 years, little granddaughters are going to say, Granny, why did you jump in the pool with your wedding dress on?
Right.
Because it's all shrunken up now.
Or it smells like fish.
Yeah.
Why is there seaweed?
Granny, did you have too much to drink? Was that the problem?
Yes. Yes, Granny did. Please tell her that. I would love to hear your crazy wedding stories. Maybe have a photo, too. We'd love to see it. 437-1620. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
Hey, I'm Reba McEntire. Growing up in Oklahoma, I had big dreams of becoming a successful country music singer. But I also knew the odds were against me and that I needed an education to fall back on. Studying never got in the way of my dreams. In fact, school gave me lots of opportunities I wouldn't have had otherwise with my career. Please stay in school and try your best. You never know where a good education might take you. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
You're pregnant. How far?
1 month, two. No doctor yet. I can't afford it.
Protect yourself and your baby. The health department can help you out. Test for STDs.
I don't have diseases.
You don't know. You don't always have symptoms. STDs make you and your baby sick.
I don't want my baby sick.
No one cares more about your baby than you.
I'm calling my county health department.
A message from the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is where you find the best lifestyle talk every weekend. Home Improvement with Gary Sullivan, Gardening with Mike Wiggins, Car Talk on the Drive, Local Entertainment News with Julio Diaz, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620. A beautiful sunny day, right, Malcolm?
It is beautiful. Little chilly.
It's a little, yes.
But that's okay.
A little brisk is the word I would use. But not too brisk to not have a wedding or be outside in general. And I pretty much stayed outside all weekend.
I played a little golf yesterday.
Oh, how was that?
Oh, it was, well, actually, I hit balls and then putted with a friend. We had a good old time. It was, and we were going to play 9 or 18, but it was so cloudy and windy. And and rain was forecasted for the afternoon.
Okay.
So we didn't.
It looked like it was going to.
And it was a beautiful afternoon. Yeah.
It looked like it, you know, that weather. It gets you. It really does. And I'll tell you, I tried to stay outside pretty much as long as possible. And then I thought, too, oh, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. Like, bring everybody inside, do indoor activities. And then I immediately regretted it as there was...
Now, golf course is always a great place for a wedding. If you're both golfers, golf theme.
Because there's something right there.
Yeah, golf will go on forever. Well, as long as
that
we
sounds
we,
so romantic.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Yes.
But you know, call me again. Call me old fashioned.
You're old fashioned.
But when you are getting married to the person of your dreams that is going to make you happy for the rest of your life, hopefully. Not always the case, of course.
Sorry if that's not the case.
But you start out with the intention of being with that person for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah.
You want to create a memorable occasion, not a theatrical occasion, not a Star Wars or a Game Mm-mm. of Thrones or something. I think you want to remember it for the great day that it is.
Right.
You're making a, you're pledging yourself to the person of your dreams.
Right. Not Chewbacca.
Yeah, exactly.
But maybe that's your thing. We're not going to judge you. We want you to talk to someone.
Yeah. Yes. I know I'm a fuddy-duddy and a little old-fashioned, but sometimes the old-fashioned way is the way to do it.
Well, and also, too, like you said, you're going to look back, and I like showing my kids pictures. I even let my daughters try on my dress, you know, it's still intact. Then again, I mean, I got married outside, so there's mud on the bottom, like stains. There was no way to get them out. We tried everything. But yeah, you look back, and I'll have to bring you some, actually. Mine are very, it was unique, but very simple.
Well, you know, my wedding was back in the midst of time, in the early days of photography. So,
you're knocking yourself. I don't have to do it today. So, I'll just sit back and let you do it.
Well, I wasn't going to give you the opportunity. take that away. So they're mainly black and white. But, you know, as my kids said, you know, who's that? Well, that's my grandfather, your great-grandfather, etc. The focus was on the family and the wedding, not on Darth Vader.
Right.
Or whatever.
Or so. Lord of the Rings, which I'm not going to, you know, completely reject that idea. Mm. I like that. We've all been to several weddings, and recently I went to a really sweet, tiny little wedding, but there was one wedding, and the only thing I remember was, like, they did a candle lighting ceremony, and all of the women in the family, like, lit their own candle. I don't know the reasoning behind it, but the poor, like, oldest grandma, she had the lighter, and it was like this really strange lighter that when you slid it up, the flame came out. And there was a lot of fire.
Did Granny set her dress on fire?
She set a lot of different things on fire. And of course, I can't keep it together. So,
well,
we
I could ask the question: what could possibly go wrong with that scenario?
First of all, if she can barely walk, she should probably not be handling like a flame torch. Yeah. Like, it's just something to think about. But you know what? Something to think about is, if I'm correct, is next month the bridal issue. So just coming up.
Yes. It Kelly and staff just selected the cover winner. I took a quick glance at it, but I didn't look at the names because I didn't want to, particularly if it's somebody that I know, I didn't want to give it away. But it's a great cover picture. It's
so
not
exciting.
The traditional, you know, bride and bridegroom standing together, smiling.
How dare you?
Yeah. That is so old-fashioned.
You had Chewbacca on there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
I'm just teasing you. You chose the bride for the cover.
That's right.
Okay,
you
excellent.
You gave me thoughts about... I need to look in the background in case Chewbacca is there or
Listen,
Darth Vader.
He's just like creeping, like, where's Waldo in the back?
Yeah.
It would be amazing.
It's a beautiful picture, beautiful bride and groom. And so it's actually, I think it's already gone to the printers. And,
excellent.
Even in these COVID times, we had over 50 entrants.
Wow.
Some great pictures. And I'm looking forward to that. It's always one of our biggest issues.
That's excellent. Are there any other stories coming out in that issue that we can look forward to?
Well, there's the... well, actually, for the wedding issue, it is a standalone issue.
Hmm.
And then we are doing a standalone real estate issue with stories about real estate downtown, yeah. Real estate in general in the Pensacola area.
Excellent.
We do that every year when opposite the wedding edition.
Very cool. So we have that to look forward to in the next week or so. All right. Excellent. We're going to take another quick break. I see you, Catherine. You texted in. She said before we go to break, she said a wedding should be a spiritual event, not a circus theme. She's old school like you.
Well,
I like it.
Well said,
I'm
Catherine.
Old school too.
Perfect. Yes, I'm with you there.
All right. We've got more for you before we wrap up with Malcolm here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Coastal Machinery, your local authorized elite Kubota dealer for over 35 years. Check them out at CoastalMachinery.com.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I am Jenna, and I'm chatting with Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing this morning. He's given us a little bit of a sneak peek into next month's issue of Pensacola Magazine. Mm-hmm. And did you say that it's going to be a realtor-focused in downtown crowd or in the following month?
No, in business climate.
Okay.
Separate,
yes.
Yeah, separate to the wedding.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited. Well, we're going to have a lot to talk about then next week. Mm. We tear through that.
You told me during the break that we had a special listener.
Yes. One of my favorites. So do you know today is National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day? You're supposed to give them a shout out. Do you have a favorite mom and pop store here in town or business?
I don't know if I should say. I don't.
Oh, want okay.
To.
Don't.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Is it inappropriate? Keep it together. What are you doing?
No, not at all. Just that I don't want to show favoritism because
okay.
I have a lot of mom and pop advertisers.
Oh, absolutely.
So they're all great.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a huge believer in small business and support small business and local business.
1,000%.
Yes, but didn't we have a coffee company?
We
say
do.
They were listening
DeLuna
to?
Coffee Company is listening in their warehouse. So shout out to you guys. Thank you so much for being faithful.
I was just thinking that should be good for a free cup of coffee.
If we don't see them roll up in the next 15 minutes, we're going to have issues, okay? I'm just letting you know.
But seriously, glad that you're listening. Hope we don't get too crazy for you.
I think we do. I'm just going to admit it. Okay,
PensacolaMagazine.com, DowntownCrowd.com, BallingerPublishing.com.
Absolutely. Go check them out and keep an eye out for next month's issue. And stick around.